You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Rum balls. This has got a guy in hot water.
Well, I feel I should ask, what is a rum ball? That's the dessert thing, isn't it?
I'm pleased you asked. I just checked for recipes.
Okay. Why, are you turning into Jamie Oliver?
Classic rum balls. So, crumbs, condensed milk, coconut. Rum is in there, by the way.
This is Simo and Jordan's brand new cooking segment.
Stir well and combine. Roll the mixture into walnut-sized balls. Toss it into extra coconuts. Cover and then refrigerate until firm.
Good. Well, I wasn't going to make them tonight. Now I know how to make them, and I probably still wasn't going to.
Now, a Western Australian man has been fined after a drink driving charge from eating rum balls.
Because they don't cook away the alcohol.
Correct.
In that recipe, there was no heat.
That's right. It seals the goodness.
Yes.
Apparently, he was still chowing down on these rum balls on the drive.
How many had he had?
Well, he's a 44-year-old P-plater driver, so there's obviously a story about how he got to that stage. Mm. But he's been fined for a positive breath test, only fined the minimum amount, mind you.
Okay.
Because he's quoted as saying, cakes are cakes. Who's going to question a cake?
Well, I mean, if it's got lots of rum in it, they might.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, that does make more sense that he was a pee plater, because I think it varies from state to state.
Hmm.
And I could be wrong, but I think when you're in pee plates, you can't have any alcohol in your system at all. You have to measure zero on the thing.
Yeah, you're pretty close to bang on. So he returned a reading of 0.038.
Yeah.
And in WA, because they're a little bit loose, pee plate drivers are allowed 0.02.
WA a little bit loose. Not with their lockdown restrictions and their border openings, though.
Yeah, but with their rum balls.
But with their rum balls, go nuts.
With their rum balls and their driving, anything goes.
That should be their slogan. WA, get loose on rum balls.
Just on the...
Provided you stay under 0.02 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's on the... what do they call them? The registration plates on their number plates. It's got, like, you got the Sunshine State, you got the Garden State. What else have you got?
I think Victoria is the place to be.
The rum balls. States.
WA can now be the home of rumballs.
We're rumballers, man.
We're rumballers and those cute quokkas. That's what you come over here for.
So here he is, absolutely spewing that he managed to accidentally get caught out from the rumball scenario.
I've had plenty of rumballs before and they haven't been used cooked with rum or anything. It's like essence or something like that. Still eating them. Very confident that I'm going to pass. Turns out I didn't.
How many rum balls had he had before that interview?
I think he was still chowing down on them. Just give me one sec. Hold on, I just need to finish this.
Hang on, sorry, I'm nervous in front of cameras. This gives me courage.
Simo and Jordan.
And how was the... Has your body suffered on holiday, Jordan, at all?
How do you mean suffered?
Well, with the food input.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, because you mentioned, obviously, you spent your holiday just indulging.
So I was away last week.
Mm.
I wasn't indulging the whole time. There was a bit of indulging that happened, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So you partook in a lot of online food delivery drivers?
I wouldn't say a lot.
Wait, what's the number we're dealing with then?
Okay, yeah, a lot.
Fair few. How many? Ballpark, give me a number. Every night?
Let's move on.
Every night?
I don't want to look at my bank account.
Okay, so more than twice a day?
No.
Like, you didn't hit... Did you hit twice a day at all?
Let's move on.
Yes.
Move on, Simo.
All right, cool.
Please move on from my eating and spending habits. I'm not proud of them.
I'm so interested in it. How does it work? Do you just give them your address or do you give them a location?
No, they just come to a random house and go, I hope this is Jordan's house.
This is Jordan's
house. I've got all these burgers here.
Yeah, so...
No, yeah, so if you haven't used one of the delivery apps, we don't have them here, which is probably good for my bank balance. But yeah, so you can choose what you want through the phone, type in your address, and then for a small fee, someone will come and deliver it.
Snowy's, great for your gut health and your bank account.
Yeah, we'll put that on the poster.
So a woman has taken to social media because she ordered some food from a delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get hold of it, unfortunately.
Okay.
It was eaten by her neighbour.
Right.
Now, a case of mistaken identity, wrong house.
Okay.
Wrong place, wrong time.
I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe that can potentially happen.
Delivery driver had one job.
Delivery, well, I mean, you know, lots of houses maybe look the same, don't have numbers, or maybe the delivery driver was a bit of an idiot.
So what she's done is she has written a passive-aggressive note to the neighbour.
Oh, yeah, the neighbour. Actually, no, I think the neighbour just happily took the food.
Yep.
Full well knowing they didn't order it. They didn't have to pay for it because you paid when you order on your phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I can see how that would cause neighbourhood tension.
Someone's just left a really good dinner dish on your front doorstep.
Someone just brings you a burger and chips or a lasagna or something. That's my dream.
It would be rude not to.
Exactly.
So, the note reads, "Hi, neighbour. I saw that you received my food. I hope it's sitting well in your belly. I was really looking forward to that pasta. My delivery driver made a mistake, but it would have been pretty simple for me to go outside and see it on your doorstep. And I know you have it because the door service provides pictures upon delivery. Winky face."
Okay, so the delivery driver dropped it off at the front door of the neighbour's house.
That's right.
And then took a picture to prove, yes, there it is. It's out there. It's your front door. And then she can kind of, the person who ordered it can kind of look at it and go, that's not my front door. So what's happened?
In the space and time that she's looked at her phone, had a look at the image, realised it's the neighbour's door, she's gone out there and it's already been consumed.
But whoever got the food must have just inhaled it.
Someone's out there. Yeah, the neighbours are always there with binoculars because they know Susan. They know that she loves her delivery takeaway food on a Monday night, and they know that there's a chance.
You reckon the neighbours on the other side of of the house are just going, well, next Monday it might be us. Cancel dinner plans for Monday. We're going to have Susan's pasta.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
2020, it's been a year.
That's one way of looking at it.
And I think I've found a woman that embodies 2020 in more ways than we could have possibly imagined.
Right.
I've got, here is a little bit of said woman here.
Okay. Excuse my looks. I'm just, you know, in the middle of hitting rock bottom.
So you can tell that maybe she's pouring herself a beverage.
Yes, I was going to mention the fact that you could hear some kind of beverage being poured.
Yeah, and you just know it's going to be a good time, whatever's coming next.
It's probably not orange juice.
it's probably not a passion pop, which is alcohol free.
Maybe a tad stronger.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, maybe we're judging. Maybe it is orange. Maybe she's on a health kick. Maybe
that's
it's
right.
A quinoa smoothie.
That's
let's
right.
not, let's not judge.
Crush down the celery and the carrot.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, I apologize for assuming it was alcohol. That was wrong. I reckon she's got the Nutribullet out. She's got some spinach and kale and all of that.
Kale. Ugh.
All of that rubbish. And has thrown it all into it and is making a smoothie.
So she decided she was going to clean up her home.
Okay.
And she found something while she was doing a bit of a cleanup, which has driven her to a beverage.
I found my goal list that I made in December for my goals for 2020. Okay, tell me if this is not hilarious.
So,
okay, cancel the kale smoothie, definitely alcohol.
Definitely beverage.
Definitely. You kind of looked back in January and gone, oh, yes, it's going to be a 2020 brilliant year, and it didn't quite work out that way.
So did you have any goals for this year?
I think just sort of genuinely get through the year without a global pandemic.
Oh, really? Was that on your list?
That was probably top of the list.
Wow.
That one didn't work out.
So at the top of your list, you can see the future.
Number two on my list was go to Wuhan and eat a bat, but I didn't end up doing that either.
Righto. Well, it's not the bat, so it would have been the pangolins that you would have been needed.
Oh, yeah, whatever type of animal
whatever
they are.
Whatever creature you need to get a hold of in the wet markets over there, yeah.
But no, I didn't really have. Did you have a bit of like a bucket list for 2020?
did I have a bit of pangolin? No.
What did you have for dinner last night? Awesome pangolin. Very cheap at the moment.
So what did I have on my goal list? No, I live, laugh, learn all the L words.
And prosper.
Doesn't start with an L. It wasn't on there. So here's what our dear friend had. This has been viewed on the TikTok, on the social media, 4 million times.
All right, goal one, make more money. I was, been unemployed since March. Travel more. Lose weight. Be more social. I girl, cry less. Cry less. Cry less. I've cried every single day of this whole pandemic.
I don't know if we can get her a hot towel, maybe, or...
I mean, well, that's none from four. I think none from five.
She's not trekking great there.
But the good news is you don't have to make a list for next year because you can just use the same... Just scrub off the zero at the end, add a one... Here's my goal list for 2021.
There's Jordan always thinking about how to make life easy for yourself.
Always thinking of how to be lazy. God, that's probably not a good start for you. If you can't be bothered doing a goal list for next year, what are the chances of making those goals?
Simo and Jordan.
Well, Simo, I am a millennial, as are you.
Mm.
And one thing that, you know, millennials kind of get typecast as enjoying all the time would be, well, I mean, you know what it is.
What, technology or...
No, for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast. Sorry, I missed that part.
I mean, you missed it because I didn't say it.
Avocado.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another thing that millennials do like as well as the avocados, perhaps not for breakfast, but is beer. I think that's pretty safe to say. No, not for breakfast.
Well, it's interesting in that we've been thrown in with the avocado-loving millennial label because it's the things that boomers and Gen X just don't get. I just don't understand it.
The brilliance of an avocado.
Yeah, on toast.
I've got about three at home. They're just waiting to get ripe. I can't wait.
Can't wrap their heads around the fact that you would order that out.
Also, the reason that I bring up avocados and beer is because, well, you wouldn't have thought that you could combine avocados and beer.
Until now.
But yet, now we have 2020 is an odd year. Mm. And Sim, I'm very happy to say that there is a new beer coming on the market very soon called Aussie Avo Ale.
Really?
It is an Australian craft beer company called Grassy Knoll Brewing have teamed up with Australian Avocados to create a limited batch of a beer made out of avocados.
Say Grassy Knoll?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's the name of the company.
Okay.
Simo, I've got some quotes about what this beer tastes like if you're interested.
So they're marketing this as obviously AAA because we've already got, what is it, 4X? This will be 3A.
Yeah, I guess.
AAA.
I would say they're marketing it as beer with avocado in it.
Avocado. What was it? Avocado ale?
Aussie Avo Ale.
There you go. AAA. AAA.
Simo, the little marketing thing says Aussie Avo Ale is a refreshing full bodied cream ale brewed with fresh avocados.
I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. You going
to.
Why? No.
I mean, admittedly, I've never. Had a beer and thought, oh, I wish this could taste more like cream.
I wish this had avocado in it.
Admit it, yes.
Really?
But, you know, I'd give it a crack, I reckon.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm not a big man. I'm not a beer man anyway.
That is a good
you
point.
You are a beer unit.
I'll drink your portion. Well, maybe I've got some, one of the head brewers. He was the founder of the brewery, actually. His name's Jeff Argent. I've got some quotes from him. Maybe this could convince you otherwise.
Okay, yeah.
So we said, Australian avocados brings an entirely fresh and unique flavour profile to the beer. We've created a beer that hooks into the trend of our cream ales, and adding an avocado has totally opened our minds to exploring and experimenting with more Australian avocado recipes.
Aren't avocados expensive? So this is a craft beer. It's going to be pricey. However, if this means you can order beer for breakfast, then they're on a winner.
I mean, maybe that could be the... I'm not saying no, but maybe when you go into your Sunday brunch, you go to a cafe, you have your poached eggs, you have your mushrooms, you have your sourdough toast.
That's right.
Would you like smashed avocado?
Would you like...
I'll have avocado.
Yeah, I'll have an Aussie...
Maybe not on the plate.
I'll have an Aussie avocado ale, please.
Imagine...
Wow.
Imagine you have smashed avocado with an avocado beer. You could avocado overload.
I think that's what they're doing. I reckon, because that's marketing beer for breakfast, that is genius. I think that's...
I don't think they're marketing beer for breakfast.
I think that's the only way I'm going to go near it.
Look, I mean, if you want to do that, by all means, go ahead.
Well, if you've got other options, right, regards to the...
Other drinks you can have for breakfast.
No.
Yes, orange juice.
Let's say in the evenings, right?
Okay.
There's plenty of beers on offer, right? Mm. Pale ale, IPAs, et cetera, et cetera. You don't need to get experimental. However, socially acceptable beers pre-9 a.m., there is a limited few, if any.
I'm thinking, what beers are socially acceptable before 9 a.m.?
The Aussie Avocado Ale, my friend.
Can you name another one?
Not yet, but it might be. It'll be the potato gem... It'll be the potato gem gold brew. There you go.
Okay, number one, that's not even a thing. Number two, is even eating potato gems socially acceptable before 9 o'clock?
It's just another way to get your carbs, right?
If you'd said sourdough ale, then that would have been fine.
Okay, sorry, yeah, true. Mm. Well, no, that would be a sourdough dry.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, there's a new beer coming out made with avocados, and I'm very sorry that Simo has done avocado and breakfast beer-related jokes the last 3 minutes.
I think that's the aim. Sourdough dry, avocado ale, bacon beverages.
Oh, bacon beverage. I do like that.
That's a good one.
There you go. Open your own brewing.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo's bacon beverages.
Simo, Simo's everything. Breakfast beers.
Right. Stop. Has everything stopped?
All right.
Simo, stop.
All right. Yeah. Good. I just don't want the silence detector to kick in because then all of a sudden we get Kylie Minogue or something.
Simo, the reason that I told you to stop everything is because a Guinness World Record has been broken. It is the 1 mile running while bouncing a basketball.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
You can move again now.
Oh, thank you.
That's big news. So I just wanted to, you know, stop everything, you know, get attention. Because the 1 mile basketball dribbling world record has been broken.
Righto. How do you mean? Is that just
the fastest time running a mile while bouncing a basketball?
Okay.
While dribbling a basketball, if I want to use the technical basketball term.
Okay. So that's from your house to the shops?
Haven't actually tested. Actually, that would be roughly about a mile.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
But no, it wasn't broken by me.
How quick was it?
I should say. It was broken by a guy who was a University of North Carolina track coach. His name is Dylan Sorensen.
Okay.
Now, Simo, this is where it starts to get interesting when you ask how quick it was.
Yeah.
So the old Guinness World Record, the Guinness World Record as of yesterday, was 4 minutes 33.75 seconds. That's quite
pretty
specific.
It's pretty flash going, though.
I know, yeah, to run a mile in 4.5 minutes.
Could you do it without bouncing a ball? I don't think so.
I could do it with the use of a car.
Yeah, sounds about right.
No, so the old record, 4 minutes 33.75 seconds. The new record, get this, so the old one, 33.75 seconds. The new one, 4 minutes 33.73 seconds.
He's got in there.
The new Guinness World Record. He has got this Guinness World Record by 0.02 of a second.
Yeah, right. How did they measure it? Was it some guy with a
with a stopwatch? Yeah.
Some guy with a stopwatch that was running with him.
I assume they had maybe more sophisticated time measuring than just some bloke with the stopwatch has been in my bag for about 3 years. Yeah, it's roughly about right. Oh yeah, you did it. Look,
we'll use an iPhone.
No, I assume they had more sophisticated.
Did he get to run through a ribbon at the end?
No, because the ribbon we might slow him down ever so slightly by 0.002 of a second.
Yeah, that'd be awkward, wouldn't it? Be like, yes, victory, but it actually cost you the win.
Nah, sorry, mate. I mean, you could either have the ribbon or the world record. What do you prefer?
Yeah, which one are you after?
No, but see, the reason I bring it up is, so this guy is in North Carolina. He is from America. Now, there has been in the news another American person who has been contesting something, say, an election.
Yeah, yeah.
That has been very close.
DJ Trumpy Babes and the...
And has been demanding a recount in various states.
Right, yeah.
If I was the person that had the old world record, the world record as of yesterday, I would kind of be phoning up Guinness, doing my Donald Trump impersonation and saying, can we just check that, please?
Do you think people can...
0.02 a second?
Do you think people can test Guinness World Records?
Well, this guy should. I don't even... Like, the old Guinness World Record, he isn't even mentioned in this article. That's how... Maybe he is contesting.
Yeah. Keeping his identity a secret like they do in court cases. With the mile scenario, how do you work out how far a mile is? Because we've already discussed a metric. You and me, right? Meters and feet. Terrible. Can't work it out. You use Subway sandwiches to measure out the difference.
For feet, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do for miles?
Just Google how many feet are in a mile.
Not pieces of KFC chicken or...
No, well, I mean, I don't know how... You don't go to KFC and say, hi, can I have 6 inches of chicken, please? No, go away, you weirdo.
Can I please get at least a mile long Kransky if you get maybe some sausages from the butcher?
Yeah. I feel you should probably ring ahead, though. Just let the butcher know that's what you're at. Because that'll be a shock when you walk in. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end. but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.